Cyber attacks are adding up daily for both government and industry. Both sectors are investing billions of dollars to keep their information safe. Now lots of experts are starting to say the network perimeter, it's locked down pretty well. The next cybersecurity frontier is even closer. Your own employees. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
According to some experts and government officials, cyber attacks are the greatest threat to the United States. Marine Corps Commandant Robert Neller said last week that cyber attacks have already become lethal in the form of cyberbullying. Whether it's the Office of Personnel Management or Sony, American Airlines, or the Defense Department, everyone is taking notice of cyber attacks, which is why cybersecurity has become such a buzzword in government and industry spheres. It's impossible to go to a government or industry conference without hearing the word cybersecurity in at least one speech. The government has taken notice, too. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has pledged to spend $35 billion over the next 5 years on cybersecurity. The Department of Homeland Security is working on new iterations of its Einstein program, and recent legislation has been signed into law that makes it easier for companies to share cyber attack information with the government. But despite the investments and the programs, big cyber attacks like the one on OPM are still happening to government and industry alike. A handful of government officials, industry employees, and cyber experts say they have an idea why.
It's easy to scan a device for a patch. It's much more difficult to understand what does a user not understand. In one of these audits that I've performed, and I asked for assistance to perform, one of our tasks was to understand across the user community, who do you call if something pops up on your screen saying you have been hacked? And at that time, 0 of 15 people knew who to call. And so now when you're looking at your defenders, assessing your defenders, I can assess them to say they can detect and react everything that I can throw at them. But if the user doesn't tell them that there's a problem, again, I go back to the perimeter has changed. The simple phone call of, I think I've been breached, I think I've been hacked, however the user explains it, that starts a new set of detect, react, and recover responses.
That was Linus Baraloon, the director of cybersecurity for the Senate Sergeant at Arms, speaking at a Red Seal event. Baraloon thinks the problem with cybersecurity is a training issue. There's a gap between best practices and the practices of the average user. Here's DHS Director of National Protection and Program Directorate, Mike Eccles, at an ISO Soft event.
Cybersecurity is risk management. Why is cybersecurity risk management? Because, let's just go with the premise, and this is pretty much a fact, if we use all the best practices that are already available to us, we would kill 80% of all breaches. Wow, that's the 80% solution, right? Who wouldn't go for that, right? If you went to Vegas and they said there's an 80% chance you're gonna win, you're gonna go for it. But the problem is we don't all have the same education. We don't all have the same amount of resources. We aren't all taking the same levels of risk, right? Because for some of us, we can transfer the risk. We can avoid the risk, and in some cases, we just let other people worry about it.
So the government has a lot of these cybersecurity problems taken care of. It's just that they're only taken care of in theory. If you remember that old story about the Dutch boy who puts his finger in the dike, well, that boy is the government, and each untrained cyber user is a hole for cyber attackers to exploit. And it's not just the government that's hurting from bad cyber hygiene from employees. Industry is feeling the pinch, too. Here's Steve Sarnecki, Vice President of Federal for ISO Soft.
This is one of those areas where government and industry are actually quite well aligned. They both don't know it, and they both might resent being put into that same boat, but they're struggling with the same problem, which is the proliferation of information, the reduction in the number of people, and the need to do more with fewer people and a lot more information requires folks to really focus on leveraging the skill sets that people have and making the information very readily consumable. I think it's ubiquitous. I think a lot of the industry folks are struggling with retooling existing people and moving them into cybersecurity. In the heavy industry, you'll see a lot of people that are responsible for the frontline control systems that are now moving into cybersecurity. A lot of IT people moving into cybersecurity. Certainly with programs like at Maryland and other schools, there's a thought process to going forward with master's or BS level preparation in cybersecurity. So it's emerging as a new discipline, but I think that slump is across the board.
So what's the solution? Government and industry employees already have to take cybersecurity training. The problem is that sometimes employees don't pay attention or they get lazy. They do other things during training and don't pay attention. For that, Eccles has a solution. He spoke with Federal News Radio after his speech.
So the first key is to help people understand why it matters to them, right? You have to build a partnership across your enterprise. It's no different than helping a small business understand what the risk trade-off is for them not using good cyber hygiene in their business. They could lose their business. They could lose intellectual property. They could be out of business within a few months. If you're talking about an employee, you have to help them understand that them maintaining their job and maintaining the balance of security in their environment requires them to take part in security. It's not as simple as taking an IT compliance course because the CIO or the CISO says that you must do it. It's taking that course and understanding that this is going to help me do my part on the team.
Sarnecki also has some advice for industry and federal workers.
It's old and passe, but I would say keep it simple, stupid. That rule still works. Cybersecurity is a very complex topic and requires synchronization of a lot of information. But like anything, the true elegance is in complexity when you can make it simple. If users and organizations really focus on not giving you the ability to look at all the information you need, but just the information you need to make better decisions at that point in time, the systems become a lot more consumable. And that's really a focal point through this conference you're here is a lot more around looking at investing the time and energy in the system to give people role-specific information and actionable information rather than lots of data, right? We have lots of data. The question is, what can we do with that data? Cybersecurity, because it goes across multiple different infrastructure, basically requires a little more work up front to think about what information we're really trying to correlate rather than just collect everything, throw it in the cloud, and then God bless you when you need to get to it.
So next time you want to impress your boss, just tell them you know how to stay cybersecure. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.